What is it about Paris? No other city's name conjures the same weight and cachet. To invoke Paris means something, makes whatever it touches more beautiful, more elegant, more, well, Parisian. Paris is berets and cafes, is romance and the lights on the Eiffel Tower, is wide boulevards and window boxes bright with flowers, is Les Misérables and Picasso and Chanel. Paris is so many things, all of them wonderful. Its charm is one of the reasons Paris is one of the most visited cities in the world, which is easy to believe if you've ever tried to catch a glimpse of the Mona Lisa at the Louvre on a summer Saturday. And Paris persists in literature as much as it does on postcards. There's a lengthy history of writers' obsession with the City of Light. There are innumerable books about it, from classics like The Hunchback of Notre Dame, or A Movable Feast, or Madeline, to cookbooks, including Ina Garten's Barefoot in Paris, which you should definitely not take literally, to the books written by the contributors in this collection. I'd noticed the recent proliferation of Paris books, sure, from Pamela Druckerman's Bringing Up Bébé to Paula McLean's blockbuster The Paris Wife. I read them and loved them, without connecting them as a genre, until I started to write my own book about Paris and wondered about writers' insatiable appetite for the city. My curiosity was partially motivated by my own reaction to the place. While researching The Light of Paris, I spent about 6 weeks there. Now, I know there is a difference between visiting a place for a day or two and attempting to live there. So I will admit my moments of amazement were tempered by the exhaustion of quotidian tasks like shopping for groceries and doing laundry. But mostly, my reaction was that Paris, for all the wonders it contains, is just a city. It has its pretty parts and its grimy parts, its rude citizens and its friendly ones, its nice museums and its tourist traps. It felt, to me, more similar to any other big city than different. So if it is just another city, why are we obsessed with it? Why do we love writing and reading stories about Paris? Armed with this question, I went to 17 other women writers from the United States, England, and Ireland and asked them about their personal experiences visiting and living in Paris. I wanted to know the stories behind the stories. I wanted to know what they really, honestly thought about the City of Light. Et voilà. Their clever and funny and dreamy and sad and thoughtful answers are collected here. A few words on what this anthology does not do. I asked for very personal stories, so larger questions of race, of politics, of religion are largely absent. Also, the limitations I set on the contributors narrowed the field of potential contributors: best-selling women authors who had written books connected to Paris, quite a bit. When I looked at this Venn diagram in particular, but even considering books about Paris as a whole, I was startled to see how heavily female, heterosexual, and white both the writers and the stories are. This is particularly interesting, given the number of books, including mine, that revolve around 1920s Paris, which had a hugely diverse community of artists and expats. As there is always something more to say about Paris itself, there are always more stories to explore about the people, all the people, who have made it into a place that occupies our hearts and imaginations so fully. Despite the limitations I had designed, when I received the essays, I was surprised by how different they are. Paris is an enormous and complex place, and every one of us had a wildly different experience there.